Module 5, Museums. Section A.
一，听录音，选出与所听内容相符的图片。每段对话读两遍。
1. What do you have to do?
Don't listen to music in the classrooms or the hallways.
What do you have to do?
Don't listen to music in the classrooms or the hallways.
2. Can they fight at school?
No, they can't.
Can they fight at school?
No, they can't.
3. What would you do if you had $1,000,000?
I would give it to charity.
What would you do if you had $1,000,000?
I would give it to charity.
4. What is the boy doing?
He is crying.
What is the boy doing?
He is crying.
5. What would you do if you were a parent?
I would allow my child to watch TV after he finished his homework.
What would you do if you were a parent?
I would allow my child to watch TV after he finished his homework.
二，听录音，选择最佳答语，每个句子读两遍。
1. I want to volunteer to work in an old people's home. I want to volunteer to work in an old people's home.
2. Do you think the girls in our school should be allowed to have long hair? Do you think the girls in our school should be allowed to have long hair?
3. Can I go to Bill's birthday party tonight, Mom? Can I go to Bill's birthday party tonight, Mom?
4. Teenagers shouldn't be allowed to do part-time jobs. Teenagers shouldn't be allowed to do part-time jobs.
5. Must I finish my homework now? Must I finish my homework now?
3. 听录音，选择正确答案，每段对话读两遍。听第一段材料，完成第一至三小题。
Tom, I have some questions about your country, Canada.
Okay, what do you want to know?
What are you supposed to do when you meet someone for the first time?
You're supposed to shake hands.
How about time? For example, when a party is at 8 o'clock, do you go at 7:45?
No, you can go about 15 minutes late.
Okay. Is it the same for business meetings?
Oh, no. For a business meeting, make sure you're on time.
I heard that it's rude to make sounds when you eat. Is that true?
Yes, it is. You shouldn't do it.
One more question. Are you supposed to take a gift when you visit someone?
Yes, it's polite to take some flowers.
Thanks. Now I'm ready. Tom, I have some questions about your country, Canada.
Okay, what do you want to know?
What are you supposed to do when you meet someone for the first time?
You're supposed to shake hands.
How about time? For example, when a party is at 8 o'clock, do you go at 7:45?
No, you can go about 15 minutes late.
Okay, is it the same for business meetings?
Oh no. For a business meeting, make sure you're on time.
I heard that it's rude to make sounds when you eat. Is that true?
Yes, it is. You shouldn't do it.
One more question. Are you supposed to take a gift when you visit someone?
Yes, it's polite to take some flowers.
Thanks. Now I'm ready.
听第二段材料，完成第四至五小题。
Hey, there's no eating in the classroom. Don't you know that?
Sorry, I'm new here. I have brought my lunch to school with me. Are we allowed to eat on the playground?
No, I'm afraid not. It's against the rules. But if you go upstairs, there's a room on the left. You can eat your lunch there.
I see. Thank you, madame.
'Hey, there's no eating in the classroom. Don't you know that?
Sorry, I'm new here. I have brought my lunch to school with me. Are we allowed to eat on the playground?
No, I'm afraid not. It's against the rules. But if you go upstairs, there's a room on the left. You can eat your lunch there.
I see. Thank you, madame.
听录音，完成下列表格，短文读两遍。
There are many different signs in public. They tell you what to do or what not to do in a place. For example, if you go to see a film, you should enter the cinema at the entrance and leave through the exit.You will also find no smoking signs in many cinemas. If you visit a museum, don't take any photos inside the halls. You are not allowed to. You will find no photos signs in many museums. When you drive your car, don't park in a street with a no parking sign. Make sure you understand the signs and you won't get into any trouble.There are many different signs in public. They tell you what to do or what not to do in a place. For example, if you go to see a film, you should enter the cinema at the entrance and leave through the exit. You will also find no smoking signs in many cinemas. If you visit a museum, don't take any photos inside the halls. You are not allowed to.You will find no photos signs in many museums. When you drive your car, don't park in a street with a no parking sign. Make sure you understand the signs and you won't get into any trouble.
Section B.
一，听录音，选择正确答案。每段对话读两遍。
1. What do you think is the best way of learning English?
Oh, seeing English movies is very helpful.
Do you see English movies every day?
No, I used to watch them twice a week, but now 3 times a week.
What do you think is the best way of learning English?
Oh, seeing English movies is very helpful.
Do you see English movies every day?
No, I used to watch them twice a week, but now 3 times a week. Two. What do you usually do in your free time, Alice?
I usually help look after sick people at the local hospital. It brings me a lot of unusual experiences.
Yes, helping others can always make us happy.What do you usually do in your free time, Alice?
I usually help look after sick people at the local hospital. It brings me a lot of unusual experiences.
Yes, helping others can always make us happy. Three. I heard your favorite kind of music is dance music.
It used to be, but now I like country music best, and I sometimes listen to soft music.
I heard your favorite kind of music is dance music.
It used to be, but now I like country music best, and I sometimes listen to soft music.
Four. Why are you in such a hurry, Sally? We don't have class today.
Jim had an accident. He's in hospital now. I'm going to see him.
Sorry to hear that. Let me go with you. Why are you in such a hurry, Sally? We don't have class today.
Jim had an accident. He's in hospital now. I'm going to see him.
Sorry to hear that. Let me go with you. 5. Shall we go to the movies tonight, Alan?
I'd love to, Tim, but I'll make some flashcards for my English class, so...
Well, let's make it another time. Shall we go to the movies tonight, Alan?
I'd love to, Tim, but I'll make some flashcards for my English class, so...
Well, let's make it another time.
二，听录音，选择正确答案。短文读两遍。
When your teacher talks in class, do you catch every word? If you miss a lot of words, how can you learn well? So you need to learn how to listen carefully. Sit near the front of the classroom and clear your mind. That is, don't think about other things. Look at your teacher. By doing so, it will be easier for you to follow the teacher. If you can't understand something, ask a question. You can also talk to the teacher about what you think. Don't talk to others around you or play with something when the teacher isn't looking at you. Keep these in mind until they become something you always do in class. After class, you can tell most of what your teacher has said. 5. When your teacher talks in class, do you catch every word? If you miss a lot of words, how can you learn well? So you need to learn how to listen carefully. Sit near the front of the classroom and clear your mind. That is, don't think about other things. Look at your teacher. By doing so, it will be easier for you to follow the teacher. If you can't understand something, ask a question. You can also talk to the teacher about what you think. Don't talk to others around you or play with something when the teacher isn't looking at you. Keep these in mind until they become something you always do in class. After class, you can tell most of what your teacher has said.
3.听录音，选择正确答案。短文读两遍。
We have a lot of rules at school. We have to wear uniforms every day, but all of my classmates think the uniforms are ugly. We want to wear our own clothes. Our teachers are afraid that we may concentrate more on our clothes than our studies. The best students have high marks.And don't dye their hair, smoke, or drink. They're not allowed to get their ears pierced or wear earrings at school. They don't copy others' work in an exam. Instead, they do it all by themselves. That's something an honest student should do. We enjoy doing homework with friends, but parents don't allow us to do that because they think we'll talk instead of studying. I disagree. I know we get noisy sometimes, but we learn a lot from each other.We are not allowed to go to internet bars on school nights, even on holidays. I don't think it's good for student study. At present, our vacations are too short. I think longer vacations would give us much time to do things like volunteering. I want to be a teacher when I'm older. Last week, I went to a primary school and helped teach young students there. I felt happy after I helped them. We have a lot of rules at school. We have to wear uniforms every day, but all of my classmates think the uniforms are ugly. We want to wear our own clothes. Our teachers are afraid that we may concentrate more on our clothes than our studies. The best students have high marks and don't dye their hair, smoke, or drink. They're not allowed to get their ears pierced or wear earrings at school. They don't copy others' work in an exam. Instead, they do it all by themselves. That's something an honest student should do. We enjoy doing homework with friends, but parents don't allow us to do that because they think we'll talk instead of studying. I disagree. I know we get noisy sometimes, but we learn a lot from each other. We are not allowed to go to internet bars on school nights, even on holidays. I don't think it's good for student study. At present, our vacations are too short. I think longer vacations would give us much time to do things like volunteering. I want to be a teacher when I'm older. Last week, I went to a primary school and helped teach young students there. I felt happy after I helped them.
Bruce and Jenny both wanted to be the class monitor. This was a big job as the monitor had to help organize special activities for the class, such as holiday parties, picnics, and field trips. Bruce really wanted to be chosen as the monitor, so he made a speech telling the class what he would do if he succeeded. For example, Bruce wanted to collect old books among the students and give them to poor children. He also wanted to recycle used bottles to make money for a trip to the beach. Bruce had been working hard for his dream. Jenny hadn't done much for her aim. She thought she had a lot of friends who would choose her. Instead of a speech, she held a big party at her home. Several days later, the results came out. Bruce won. Bruce and Jenny both wanted to be the class monitor. This was a big job as the monitor had to help organize special activities for the class, such as holiday parties, picnics, and field trips. Bruce really wanted to be chosen as the monitor, so he made a speech telling the class what he would do if he succeeded. For example, Bruce wanted to collect old books among the students and give them to poor children. He also wanted to recycle used bottles to make money for a trip to the beach. Bruce had been working hard for his dream. Jenny hadn't done much for her aim. She thought she had a lot of friends who would choose her. Instead of a speech, she held a big party at her home. Several days later, the results came out. Bruce won.